Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, who is Liliana Panizza, and how did her job make it possible for her to save Bulgarian Jews during World War II? Vladimir Danovsky is a theater and opera director, playwright, and theater educator. He was born in Sofia, Bulgaria, and is the son of the famous Bulgarian Jewish director Boyan Danovsky. He studied piano and musicology at the Sofia Music Academy, and then specialized in directing at the German State Opera in Berlin. He's directed more than 50 productions in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and Japan, as well as in his native Bulgaria. After spending several years studying the history of the rescue of the Bulgarian Jews during World War II, Danovsky wrote The Salvation, a scenic passion that was first performed in 2012 at the Konrad Adenauer Foundation in Berlin on the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day, and later at various festivals throughout Germany. For this play, he was awarded the European Tolerance Prize in 2011 and the Marion Samuel Prize in 2016. Danovsky spoke with us about The Salvation and the story behind it.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. I would like to begin a little bit with your own background. You were born in Sofia, Bulgaria. Was your family very observant? I mean, in other words, how important was your Jewish identity when you were growing up?
Well, my family, my parents, my father was a Jew, a Bulgarian Jew. My mother was Bulgarian. So it was a mixed family, so to say. And I can say that the Jewish background was not very important. The family was very integrated in the Bulgarian society and Bulgarian life, but it was not only our family or the family of my parent. It's, I should say, was and is maybe up to now typical for the Jews still living in Bulgaria. Integration, many of them, well, they feel like Jews, but also as Bulgarians.
Your father was an important theater director. Could you tell us a little bit about him and how he influenced your own choice of career?
Yes, of course. My father, this is also interesting, maybe he had studied in Germany theater before the Nazis came. Just in the last moment, the last years, for the beginning of the Nazi rule in Germany. He was also a friend of Bertolt Brecht. He was in these circles in Berlin, and he staged also later, before the war, but also after the war, plays of Bertolt Brecht. So this was his ties to Germany, to the German culture, for the Nazi, the time of the Nazis. And he was, especially after the war, a very important person in the Bulgarian theater. It's possible to say he reformed the Bulgarian theater.
So how did he influence your own choice to go into the theater?
It was absolutely decided, so to say. I spent all my mother was also an actress at the National Theater in Sofia. So all my childhood I spent, so to say, in theater between persons, colleagues, actors, and so on. So I can say maybe I could never imagine doing something else. Although I had no choice.
Well, you studied musicology and you became an opera director, but you also write and direct plays and teach. Do you especially prefer one of these activities over another one?
No, actually not. It depends. It has changed several times in my life. You have my work. The work were all dependent on the possibilities you have or the proposals you have. But also I equally to do opera and to do theater. It depends on the concrete work. But I'm doing both, and the work with the students was also very important for me, working with young people. Also, many of these young people, later I worked with them as professionals, so it's also very supplementary, so to say, these activities.
You're based in Germany. What made you go to Germany instead of staying in Sofia or in Bulgaria?
I have studied first in Sofia at the Musical Academy and later in Germany, in Berlin at the State Opera in Berlin. It was a form of specialization in Berlin. Then I went back to Bulgaria and started working in Bulgaria, but the ties to Germany were all the time, I can say, very close, also because of my father, tradition in the family. And then I made a production in Sofia, and this production is an experimental production of a German play, a German famous composer, Karl Orff. I did two plays by Karl Orff, and this staging became very successful also outside, at several festivals, and then I received an invitation to make first as a guest to make a production in Germany, in Munich, then a second one, and then I stayed there for a proposal to become a leader director in a theater in South Germany, Southwest Germany, and I settled in Germany and then remained for now more than 30 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes.
I'd like to talk now specifically about The Salvation, about your play The Salvation.
Yes.
Bulgaria was an ally of Nazi Germany during World War II. Do you know how many Jews lived there before the war?
Yes, there are contradictory dates, but there were at least 48,000, maybe a little bit more than 48,000.
So could you briefly give us a little history about what happened to them? Because it's a very unusual history, what happened in Bulgaria.
Yes, of course. Bulgaria was an ally of Germany. This became an ally at the beginning of 1941. And almost at the same time, the parliament voted a law that was similar to the anti-Jewish laws in Germany, the discrimination, discriminating the life of the Jews, their existence. So there was such a policy by the Bulgarian government. But the fascinating thing was that first, after this law, after publishing this law, there was immediately a very strong reaction and resistance in the Bulgarian civil society. They were in the shape of newspaper articles and open letters, petitions, and among the protesters were the whole Bulgarian church, the leaders of the Bulgarian church, Bulgarian writers, lawyers, painters, also workers, so really many people. It was a spontaneous civil resistance, very impressive. And I think this was the base for the salvation of the Jews 2 years later. All the time during these years, the law remained, but it was not implemented very persistently. And all the time, the Bulgarians, the society, they continued to support the Jews, to So solidarity in different ways for the Jews, for their friends, Jewish friends and colleagues and neighbors and so on. So it was the base situation, so to say, during the war. At this time, in this year, the 2 years between 41 and 43. And then the second part of this story, the important one, this is were the deportations that were planned but prevented.
Why do you think the Bulgarians acted to save the Jews when this didn't happen in other countries? What was special?
It's a difficult question. It's a very interesting question. I have thought a lot about this and also talked with people. Well, I think there are complex reasons, different reasons. Maybe one of the reason is the traditions in the life together, the roots of the relation between the Bulgarians and the Jews. These relations, the more important maybe in the beginning were that it was in the Middle Ages when the Jews came from Spain, from the Iberian Peninsula. And they came to Bulgaria, but this time Bulgaria was not existent as a state. Bulgaria was a part of the Ottoman Empire. So actually the Jews, the Sephardic Jews from the Iberian Peninsula come to the Ottoman Empire, and it was a life, both parts of the these citizens, the Bulgarians and the Jews, were in fact minorities, were suppressed by the Ottomans, also the religion. So there was, I think, maybe the first reason that there was no traditional hate from the Bulgarians towards the Jews or envy or something like this. The second point is maybe that we know that in the tradition of the discrimination of the Jews in Europe, always the churches played an important role, the Catholic Church, but maybe later out the Evangelists. And the Bulgarian, it's Orthodox confession, Christian confession. There was also, acts of discrimination also from the Orthodox Church, but maybe not so strong as, for instance, by the Catholic Church. And the third point is the Church was maybe because of this long Ottoman rule not very strong in Bulgaria. And this maybe also played a role because the Church to be more, the Bulgarian Church, to be more tolerant because they didn't have traditionally big power, and I think power is also is always dangerous. So in this case, there was maybe this tradition of living together without great concurrence and hate also. These are the historical roots. And there were also some circumstances concrete at this time when it took place, the World War. It is also, Bulgaria, in this case, I think it was played a positive role that Bulgaria was an ally of Germany and wasn't occupied. Because if it were being occupied like Greece, would be no chances for the Bulgarian Jews. But in this case, the Bulgarian government, the Bulgarian king, they had a little bit more space not to obey everything what the Germans wanted. Uh-huh. So this was part maybe of the circumstance.
Tell us about the salvation. It tells the story of a real person, right? Liliana Panitza, is that how you pronounce it? Panitza?
Panitza, yes. Panitza. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it tells the story of Liliana Panitza, who was a real person. Can you tell us about her, who she was, what she did?
Yes. Before this, the deportations in Bulgaria were being planned, it was in the middle of 1942, a new authority was settled in Bulgaria. It was somehow under the pressure of the German officials. It was called Commission for Jewish Affairs. And the purpose of this practically department of the Bulgarian government was first of all to implement the anti-Jewish law better than up to this time. And then the second, the secret, not announced, task was to prepare the deportations. In cooperation with the Germans, especially with a German officer, Theodor Daneker, coming from Paris, where he was the head of the Jewish department of Paris and responsible for the deportation of the Jews of Paris. And then Daneker came to Sofia, and they started together with the commission, with the commissar for Jewish affairs, to prepare the deportations of the Bulgarian Jews. And Liliana Panitza was the secretary of the commissar for Jewish affairs in Bulgaria, this new office, so to say, and she knew everything. She was writing what they discussed, and also the plans for the deportations. And she gave all this information immediately to the Jewish community of Sofia. He had their friends, and she did it simply. So it was, I would say, the high treason, because they were top secret information. And this fact played an enormous role for the salvation, because in this way, the people who wanted to help the Jews, they received the information. This was role of Liliana Panitza for the salvation, and the unusual also for theater, or the generally interesting about her, is she was at the same time a secret lover. It's almost sure that this is a fact, a lover of this commissar for Jewish affairs. This was a very unusual relationship.
Why did you choose to write a play specifically telling her story?
Yes, this is a good question. There are many stories about this salvation, many persons. I have, meanwhile, a really big collection of different persons, facts. Many persons helped and were very important for the salvation. And I had, of course, to decide. You cannot show and tell everything in a theater evening of 2 or maybe 3 hours. So I have to make a choice. What would be the main persons, the protagonists of the theater evenings? And I saw in these persons the person of Liliana Panitza, the secretary, and the person of the commissar for Jewish affairs. His name was Alexander Belev. He was, as a position, just the opposite. He was maybe the most consequent persecutor of the Jews in Bulgaria. He was in some way convinced he had to do this, and this is a good thing to do. So, and it was unusual also. Personal story gave me the possibility to show the main collision of this story in these two persons. You need always a collision in a conflict in on the stage. And so it was to show the collision and to show also the contradictions, I could say the ambivalence of all these people, and maybe generally of the human nature. So this was the reasons to take this decision and to tell the story of this woman. That was also very tragical, because she died. She was arrested by the communists after the war. It was the communist government that came, and she was saved in some way because the Jews came and said she had helped and she saved us. But it was too late because she had been tormented, imprisoned, and she died, was very young, 30 years old, and she died several months later. Tragical story.
They arrested her because she had worked with the Nazis.
Yes, and they wanted to know because her chief and her lover, the commissar, disappeared. Nobody knows where he is, and they were looking for him, and they thought she knows. Maybe she knew, maybe not, but she didn't tell anything.
Tell us something about the music, because the play has music. What part does the music play?
Yes, it was a decision to make a play with music, not an opera, but also not a musical. It's a special form we called this scenic passion. And the decision to make it with music was maybe, of course, because I have worked for a long time on many productions with music, operas, musicals, and so on, but also because this is a story, of course, there are many facts, there are many documents, they are also important, and I needed a counterpart, something to transport also the emotions. And this is the role of the music in the play. There are parts with documents or with psychological, so to say, scenes, and then there are somehow emotional comments on the whole story, and this is the part of the music. This is one point. The second point, I decided to engage a very good one of the best contemporary Bulgarian composers. Lyubomir Denev is his name, and it was also a possibility because we did this in Germany. Also, the play is in German. The textbook is in German, also with German actors. So it was a possibility by the music to transport the Bulgarian atmosphere. This was, yes, also very important.
So the original is in German. Has it been translated?
Up to now, there's only the German textbook, the performances in Germany. There was some interest to do this in Bulgaria, but up to now not been realized. That's why there was textbook in Bulgaria or translation. But now we're thinking about translation in English. It was give us the possibility to play it not only in Germany, but I can sell everywhere.
Has it only been performed in Germany then?
Yes.
So far?
Up to now only in Germany.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, I thank you too.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is englishcorner@radiosefarad.com. See you next week.